Welcome back, West Michigan, to the Sports Project Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve Project, the sports professor. Our show is presented by Gun Lake Casino. Joining me on the Gun Lake Casino guest line, frequent guest of the show, trying to solve or get good input into your problems, listeners. And D-Money, you have problems. I have problems. Louis Pasteur has problems. I don't know if they're really problems, but they cause us struggles. It's my pleasure to welcome in the struggle result guy, Dr. Eddie O'Connor, sports psychologist.
Hey, thanks, Steve. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
So you are putting out weekly videos. You've got a membership going, a membership drive that we'll talk about a little bit into the interview here. One thing that struck me this week, I'm a subscriber to your weekly materials that are released on Twitter and Facebook, which are really eye-openers. But the thing that hit me this week and what I want you to talk about is how people fear and how it causes anxiety and nerves and it freezes them to accomplish things they want to accomplish. Can you address that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really at the core of my work. And I released a free Facebook and Instagram workshop that you can still find there. And I was thinking, well, what's the best thing I can give that everybody goes through? I love how you had said you started off with these are problems. And you're like, oh, well, maybe they're not really problems. And they're not. They're absolutely these normal experiences, very unpleasant, very distracting, very hurtful at times, but absolutely normal experiences that get in the way, particularly of excellence. Because if you want to be in the top 3%, you can't do what 97% of the other people are doing. So the idea about worry is that it's a survival instinct that we all have. Turtles have shells, skunks have sprays, but our survival instinct is a mind that has this negativity bias that looks out into the world and warns us of danger. Now, I wish it would finish its job and solve the problem, but it only tells us of the problem. And so what I do in the membership and with my clients, the essence is it's not about being more positive or feeling more confident. Now, if you can do that, great, that works. But most of the time, there's a real threat there. There is a risk that you could lose. There is a risk of failure in that relationship or that business plan. And the only way to succeed is to be able to hold that worry as it is, just worry that something might go wrong but won't, and not believe it, not attach to it. And recognize, as I like to say in the workshop, you know, like a fire alarm. It doesn't always mean that there's a fire. So how do you recognize there's an alarm, check it out, and then see, do I need to respond to it? So if I'm unprepared for the test, well, then, yeah, I better study. But if I have studied, then what I can do is just let that alarm go in the background, reassure myself that I've done what it takes, and then focus on what it takes to actually succeed.
Worry is an interesting thing. And in the midst of a pandemic, and probably the largest, most controversial presidential election in the history of the United States, people worry about things that they can't control. And with worry comes fear. And that's where people get, is it inhibited is the right word?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, sometimes even paralyzed, unable to make progress, unable to move forward. Again, that's why we designed the membership, is because, you know, there's literally something every day that can get in the way. But again, I got to go back to you, Steve, when you had said that, you know, these aren't problems. If we can lean into it with so much more compassion and understanding, these aren't problems which would suggest that they can be solved. Like, these are uncertainties in our life. There are good things that happen to bad people. And the sooner that we start to accept that life has a certain amount of suffering, a fair amount of suffering, that things won't go our way, you know, then we can start to give up the battle. Now, this doesn't mean that we resign ourselves and just let the world go on and not have positive influence. But when we try to control things that we can't control, we are not able to do the things that we need to do to set ourselves up for success. Again, quick, easy sport example is if you're worried about the score and winning, which is the whole point of why we play the game, you're not thinking about dribbling the basketball, taking the shot, playing good defense. So you can't worry and take positive action and play well at the same time. Attention is excluded. It's one or the other, and you have to choose.
And a lot of coaches, the real successful coaches, usually have a common mantra of trust the process and the results will follow. And that's what you're getting into. I got some really good advice as a young high school athlete. I was a nerved up pregame guy because I cared, because it was like you, now I it was normal to be nervous before a big football game or before a big basketball game or before one of my big track meets. And you get into one of your episodes talking about your running career, trying to break 210 in the 800 yard run or 800 meter run. And it used to be 880, the 880 yard run. Now it's 800 meters.
Yeah.
And he just, John Maxim, this great coach that we had at West Catholic High School, just said, if you're not nervous, you're not ready. And it changed the whole approach.
Yeah.
And he said, if you're nervous, you're ready. Channel the nervous energy to go after it. Go after it. You will do greater things than what you're capable of with that additional nervous energy / adrenaline. And it changed. So when I was nervous, man, it was just all, I'm ready. I'm ready to go. And it changed the whole approach to playing. That was unlocked. I was unlocked and able to perform and funnel the nervous energy.
No, that's brilliant. And he's exactly right. And there's tons and tons of research that support why that is. And the biggest thing that I want the listeners to hear here is that this is not done with the intention to feel better. What you had done, Steve, it sounds like, is that you took the physiological experience that was there, the worry. You first identified that it's simply there because you care. And then secondly, you changed your relationship with it, right? It's not that you felt better, but you understood the feelings differently. Instead of it being nervousness, it became energy. Instead of it being a threat, now you had a challenge in front of you. And I want to say that respectfully, this is very difficult to do. So, you know, if we have anxiety and we feel controlled by the worry, you know, it's great to be able to say, hey, let's flip the switch. But it really requires a lot of acceptance of the things that are. And it's a refocusing of where am I putting my attention into where I want to go. And that takes practice.
One of the things that I'm a professor at Davenport University, and we prepare kids for a career in sport management and in sport marketing. And one of the things we tell them when that last question is asked in the interview, do you, student, have any questions for me? Don't let that go. Don't say no. You covered it all, like we all would probably defer to the interviewer. And one of the things we teach them to say is, I've got two things to say. I will outwork everybody, and I will help solve problems. And with this worry thing that people freeze up on and get into fear, if you channel it to take the initiative to solve the problem, or if you're not a good problem solver, find somebody and partner with somebody, seek them out who can, and you can overcome all this stuff and channel. Worry is killing people and creating fear, and it's a problem-solving thing. And if you're not the one, find your best friend or you're somebody in your family and approach it and do it in a team format and look to solve problems. And don't let the worry eat you up. Go eat the worry up, right? I mean,
yeah. You know, let me take what you had said and put it into just two simple sentences for your listeners. And the first one is, when anxiety shows up at any level, remind yourself that I feel this way because I care. I'm in the right spot. And then the second sentence would be, what can I do to take action to move me in the direction I want to go?
That's the problem solving thing, right? That's solve it. It's all solvable.
They might be. And you may not have the total solution if you want to start a whole business, but what can I do today right now to move? Because it's that movement towards the solution. It's that action that not only helps relieve the anxiety, right? But it gets you out of your head. It gets you into the environment, and it addresses the task. So you do those two things. You reassure yourself, okay, I care. That's why I feel this way. And then what do I do to move forward? And then just commit to that no matter what you're thinking or feeling. Because it's a formula that you want to develop into a routine and a practice, because you won't feel like going forward. You'll be scared about taking that step. But the idea is there is no other way to actually perform well.
Eddie, let's talk a little bit. I mean, you enlighten me every week with the data and the information that that you release as part of your subscription. I'm sure our listeners could use a boost and use another set of ears and another set of perspectives on these things to put them into perspective, so we can go out and take the worry out of it and take the negative out of it. And you're not going to, you know, it's not going to go away. You got to solve some things, and it's a process. It's not a snap of the fingers thing. So tell everybody where they can find you and what they need to do. You've got a sign up period going on right now.
Yeah. So it's called Success Stories Membership, and it's at DrEddieO'Connor.com/membership. And it's actually closing at 9 o'clock tonight. So this opportunity is, I haven't opened this up in 6 months. For just the cost of 1 hour of consulting with me, you can get a whole year inside the membership. So at $26 a month, what you have access to is support and coaching similar to what you've just heard here. So I've got a lot of stuff on my free platform. So if you check that out on Facebook and Instagram, you'll get a nice sample of what's inside. But what's inside is a much deeper dive into all of these things, training modules. I've got a platform called Searchy where you can actually type in anything, say anxiety, and it will pull out all the videos that I address anxiety. Even more so, it will cue the place in the video. Let's say it's a big meeting for 45 minutes. It'll cue the place in the meeting that I mention anxiety and address it. So you can do this for any topic, confidence, mental skills, you name it. It's never been easier to be able to find the answers that you need, and you get access to that as soon as you go in. I've got well over 100 videos, the mental toughness in 60 seconds, but again, they're all organized now into playlists and can be worked with Searchy to get the answers that you need right away. I've got a Writing Your Success Story Blueprint, which no matter where you commence the membership, whether you're struggling with inconsistency and lack of motivation, or you're going strong and you're close to excellence, you want to reach your potential, I've got a blueprint of different exercises and modules that you can complete to take you from that beginning to end. Performance profiling is one of my favorite modules in the membership. And this is the way that I work with all my clients individually to help them assess exactly where they are, exactly where they want to go, and what your specific next step is. Again, you have access to that in the membership as soon as you get in. It's one of the most powerful ways to get clarity and move forward. And then in addition, I do a monthly mindset video. I just dropped it yesterday on the, you know, suffering and excellence. And we have monthly team meetings where we get together as a group and see how everybody's doing, check out the progress. And then we've got community. We have a private Facebook group where you can support each other and share your wins. And so, again, all of this is just $26 a month, which when you think about the value of one-on-one consulting, again, you can get a whole year for the price of an hour, but get that support and make progress. And so it closes at 9 o'clock today, tonight, and I would love to see you on the inside to help you move forward. DrEddieO'Connor.com/membership.
And this isn't just about athletics, folks. It's about things for you personally in your personal life, work life, relationship life, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, young marriage, old marriage. And it's just, I think the biggest value here is having Eddie's expertise to sort things out and create a plan to move forward. And again, it's more of a process than an immediate end result. Dr. Eddie O'Connor, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Sports Project Radio Show.
Hey, I appreciate you, Steve. Thank you.